Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. That's your phone number. Call or text in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Free beer, hot wings, Steve Kelly, and Maitland. We had someone in the last segment where they said that their husband was alcoholic, passing out every night on the weekend and drinking during the week. And kind of at the end of a rope.
Sure.
And someone suggested, if they're looking for a rock bottom, give them one. Record them every time they're passed out as the family's life goes on around them with them slumped in the chair and give it to them for Father's Day in front of everyone.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that might be the rock bottom. I'm not sure it's going to save the marriage.
Wow.
So much as end it. But if you're a dad and, I mean,
jeez,
at that point, you know you're choosing alcohol over your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? I mean, and if that's the choice you're making, at the very least, it makes your decision as the wife pretty simple.
I can't imagine a bigger failure in life.
No.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed if I see a video of me standing sideways and I look a little like I'm a little too fat. Like, I can't imagine how it would be if I was a boozer and passed out in a corner, how embarrassed I would be.
And fat.
And fat.
Oh, my God. Drunk and fat? Yeah. Is there any way to go through life like that?
Oh, man. I was really slouchy then.
All right.
Straight, man.
Yeah, I know.
Jimbo needs some advice.
All right.
Morning, all. My coworker is being catfished. He's in his late 50s, two times a widower. Jeez. Second wife died late last year, maybe 2 months later. He's talking about a woman that everyone else seems to know is an influencer that can easily be searched for the... Okay. Wait, I can't tell if I'm allowed to say this next part or not. It says for the show only. Does that mean I can share it with you guys off the air, but not on the air? Because the next part's it's the best part. If I don't read this part on the air, it's not going to be as fun. And I know that we're giving advice, but also this is for fun.
You're not naming names.
Can you change some details?
Not of this part, but it's not naming a name. It's not the person who's being catfished. It's who they're being catfished with. So that's okay, right?
Okay, so this is a fake profile, obviously, saying,
right,
hi, I'm whoever.
I think it's okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, judge, so the judge says they'll allow it.
Yeah, Thank you, judge.
Says it'll be allowed.
Appreciate it.
2 months later, he's talking about a woman that is an influencer that can be searched easily. Her name is Kate, and she has a clothing line at Tractor Supply, supposedly.
Okay.
Kate, the Tractor Supply.
Okay. I mean, she might
influencer.
Be.
I never thought about Tractor. I know you can buy clothes at Tractor Supply. I've bought clothes there before,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, they have some great stuff there.
I love Tractor Supply.
Kate Erickson.
Okay.
Throw her on the big screen, Steve. Let's see how hot this smoke show is.
Stand by.
We don't know if that's her, for the record. Anyway, every picture he shows to all of us at work can easily be found online. He's claiming she's moved in, but we all think he's talking to someone online he's never met. What can we do? A family member has been looped in and people have tried, but he is not taking any of the cues.
I'm not really sure who this... I searched Kate Erickson Tractor Supply and there's so many different images that pop up of very different looking people.
Maybe he's being catfished by all of them.
Maybe.
Probably not.
I mean, I don't know. Pick one.
Maybe there's a different lot. Kate for every Tractor Supply store, and maybe he's dating one. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't.
literally everyone
it's
is a
trillion.
Is a different
very
person.
Common name.
Okay. There's a lot. So I don't I don't know. I guess you would have to go, hey, why don't you, he said she's moved in.
Or she's going to move in.
He's claiming she's moved in, but they think it's a lie and that he's just sending money to someone online.
Yeah. Probably, you're going to have to send a picture of her with you, and then I'll believe that she moved in.
I mean, if he's already, he knows he's lying. Yeah. I don't think there's anything you can do.
Tell her to send a picture holding today's newspaper.
First, start a newspaper company.
Yes.
Then begin printing newspapers again, like it's the 90s. Like, is there anything you could do to convince someone they're being catfished if they don't want to admit it?
I don't know, man. It's crazy how people do that sometimes. It's no different than the 60-year-old woman who's convinced that she's in a relationship with Ryan Gosling or something. And you go, why? Take a step back for a second and ask yourself why that would happen. It wouldn't. And so quit it. Even if it's somebody a little lower level, like Kate from Tractor Supply Company.
Yeah, what if she's a Tractor Supply employee, but she's convinced him that she's this big influencer?
She's an influencer, and it's really just her holding a pitchfork.
Or she wants, she wants to be. She has 19 followers.
Imagine if American Gothic had me in it with a push-up bra. Wow, okay. Kate, we're married.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's real.
Uh-uh.
I don't think anyone's thinking it's real.
Plus, the fact that we can't figure out exactly who this person is with a simple Google search.
Yeah, you said it was
easy.
She's
not worth it.
Do you think we could collectively figure out who the lowest level influencer is in the world? Like someone who's an influencer but has the least amount of influence?
I mean, no.
Like the most narrow scope?
No, it'd be impossible. There's a billion people that think they're an influencer.
I know. That's what I mean. It would be hard to find the lowest.
I got some guesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it starts. If you're in your attic, that's a rough start.
Could narrow it down to 10.
I don't know. That's tough. All right. Let's talk chlamydia.
I've been wanting to. No.
Thank you, Jesus.
My husband and I tested positive for chlamydia after 4 years together. I found out first after going to my 8-week pregnancy appointment, and when he tested a few days later, he was positive. The worst part is my gut is telling me he didn't cheat. And this doesn't make sense. He's a stay-at-home dad. We have cameras all over the house. We have always been this way because of the kids and before kids because of animals. When he isn't home, he's usually like grocery shopping or something. He's always FaceTiming with me and talking and asking about my day. We are inseparable in our free time. We spend time together, play video games. Our whole relationship, we are barely apart. Number 4, he never hides his phone. He's very open with me about everything. We have no trust issues. Number 5, he is upset because he thinks I cheated, and it's been nonstop fighting because of this. That being said, something important to note is that is making me doubt him is when I got pregnant the last time, I got a pap smear and a normal chlamydia test, and they were both negative. I had complications on my last pregnancy. I got pregnant again only 3 months postpartum. I don't see how he would have cheated. Because I always know what the other is doing, so I'm confused. I want to believe him, but I don't know what to do.
I mean,
You
didn't cheat.
I mean, isn't chlamydia one of the ones that can kind of flare up and come back every now and again? Like, maybe he had it in his past and just didn't tell you and is scared to admit that?
I googled it, and I said, can this lay dormant? And it can for months or even years.
Yeah, maybe really? He got it from his own mom when he was born, and he just didn't know.
Well, they do give, when you're going to
give
birth.
The mom can pass it. Yeah.
Give a chlamydia test, yeah.
But if it always came up negative, even if it wasn't flared up, I would think, even if it was dormant, I would think it would show up on a test. Maybe not. I don't know how that works. I don't have it, as far as I'm aware.
Tommy, what do you know about chlamydia?
I think you can get that one from toilet seats, can't you?
Certainly, if you lick them. Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, it's plausible that neither of you cheated.
Yeah.
4 years, can it lie dormant? That's how long they've been together.
I said for months or years, but I don't know.
I'm pleased by how little we all know about chlamydia, honestly.
But, I mean, it wouldn't need to lay dormant for 4 years. It would just need to be dormant at the times
that you're testing.
They're being tested.
Oh, that's true. Are there no forward-facing symptoms?
I mean, I guess there are, but aren't they all kind of different for everybody where you can, some people have symptoms and some people have no idea until they get tested? I mean, they obviously didn't know because of the test up until the test anyway. So it just kind of depends on your body.
Yeah, it looks like some of the main symptoms for both men and women are discharge.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And burning and painful urination. So I guess if anything's oozing out of you in a way you don't like, or if it hurts when you pee, that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. And then for men, testicular swelling. If you got big balls and that weren't big yesterday, or if you're a woman, bleeding in between your periods.
But if you've been dealing with all the hormonal changes of pregnancy and birth and after that, then mm-hmm. your body's doing all kinds of crazy things. It'd be easy to chalk any of these up to, well, just my body being my body. Well,
you know what they say about pregnancy, NBD, nothing but discharge.
Yeah.
Right up until the day you discharge a baby.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't call it a mucus plug for nothing.
Oh, my God.
It's a real, quite the term, isn't it?
It is. Every day I get further and further from the idea that I think I might want kids.
Glad to be a service.
Thank you.
Yeah. You too could have a busted mucus plug too, Maitland. Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.